When we woke up in the mornings, the first thing we used to do was look for those who had died during the night. We waited until those in the center of the corridors had rolled up their tarpaulins. Then the dead comrades were pulled out by their bread strings. The few possessions of the dead were distributed. Who needs a dish? Who needs a backpack? There were various details to collect the dead and take them on sleds outside the camp. There was also a latrine detail to clean the latrines. A water detail was mostly made up from Serbs who could communicate better with the Russians because of their language. The water detail consisted of two men who pulled the sled, loaded with a water barrel, and two men who pushed it. They brought water from a well in a nearby village throughout the day. Water was destined for the kitchen only. These Serbs had contact with the civilian population, so they also brought salt and onions into the camp. In the evenings, they prepared stew made from onions, salt, and from the flesh of the dead. Sometimes they came to our barracks and offered stew, goulash, in exchange for our wedding rings. A few times I played with my ring before I decided against it. I had been able to smuggle my wedding ring through all the searches.